Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. One of my favorite tools I use for my business, and one that I think all nonprofits can use, is Flowdesk. They make it so easy to send out mass emails. It takes me just a few minutes, and I can send out as many as I want. Why? Because Flowdesk only uses flat pricing. That means the same fee no matter how many subscribers you have or how many emails you send. Not only that, but they have the most beautiful and easy to use templates to use when creating an email. It's no longer stressful or time consuming. It also has amazing other tools like workflows and checkout for selling products, but that's a whole other podcast episode. In the meantime, go to my show notes for my link and start your free trial to check it out. Want to get half off for a full year? Make sure to use my link. Yes, that's a full year at half off. Go check it out now. What do you wish people understood about your organization or the people that you serve?
I wish people understood that the Neighbor Hub is not a homeless center.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader. And I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad to have you here again for the podcast. Today, I am excited to welcome Kim Sanchez to the Nonprofit Nook. Kim is someone who wears many hats. She is an Episcopalian, a wife, a mom, an engineer, a commercial real estate agent, a land developer, an asset manager, and a philanthropist. It's a lot. She serves as the CFO of Sanchez Charities and is the founder of both the McKinney Little Free Pantry and the Collin County Neighbor Hub, two initiatives dedicated to helping neighbors in need and building a stronger, more connected community. Kim has a gift for blending her professional expertise with her passion for service, creating real change here in Collin County. She is definitely one of our community champions. Welcome, Kim.
Yay, I feel so good after all that.
I was excited to write your little intro.
I love it. You make me sound good. You just need to go with me everywhere I go.
I've been sending these little bios out to people. Some of my friends are really benefiting.
I love it.
So, Kim, you have a lot on your plate. And today I just want to focus on the charities that you have started and talk a little bit more about them, because this is part of our spotlights of North Texas nonprofits. So tell us a little bit about your different charities and how they got started.
First, thank you for having me. I appreciate you just even sitting with me and talking to me about what the things are that we do. My husband and I started our businesses in 2005, and we've been here in McKinney the whole time. And since we've been going through this, people would ask us for donations or for galas or what have you. And we just learned that we were just throwing philanthropic money at anybody who asked. And so my husband and I decided we needed to be more intentional with our giving and really decide what is it that what were things that we wanted to be involved in to make a difference in our community. At the same time, we had little children, and when I was a kid, me and my dad, we would go feed the homeless in Austin, and that was a really impactful time for me. It was an impactful time. It solidified a lot between me and my dad's relationship and really let me see homeless differently. It let me understand that these are people just like you and me, and they're just in a tough situation. And my dad and he really taught me how to talk to people with dignity, even in rough spots. And so it just gave me a different viewpoint, I guess, from that vantage point. I wanted my children to have servant hands and servant hearts, kind of the way that I was brought up. And so I tried to find places for them to volunteer here in the McKinney area. And at the time, they were very young. And there weren't a lot of volunteer opportunities for them because a lot of the 501c3s wanted people 18 and older for volunteers. And so we had come up with an idea within my family that we could do this McKinney Little Free Pantry idea. It started September 2016. And we got a cabinet from the Restore Store, the Habitat for Humanity Restore facility. And we waterproofed it and we turned it into a pantry. And we put it outside what is the location for Hugs Cafe. And that was the first location here in McKinney. And it was something I thought was going to be a weekend warrior project with them. And it turned out to be a whole part-time job. And it made a lot of news. It made a lot of press. It made a lot for people. People could donate with their kids and they could do it with their children and they could bring food and they were trying to be kind to their neighbors. And maybe people who were ashamed to get food could get food and not have to go through so many barriers and obstacles in order to get food. And so it was just a win-win for everybody. It wasn't long after there was another pantry that had started that was called the Red Door Pantry. Terry Youngdale, I believe, was her name, and she was a lovely lady, and she created these smaller pantries that you see in the downtown area. And over time, she was unable to keep maintaining them for whatever her personal reasons were. And she had asked if I would take those over. So I did with a group of people. And we took over all these little pantries and put them together with the McKinney Little Free Pantry. We, over time, had to move my pantry to Trinity Presbyterian Church because it wasn't a good spot for it in front of Hugs Cafe. And that was a great move. And so we consider our flagship to be Trinity Presbyterian Church. That's the first of all the pantries. And that has been a wonderful home for us. They are so supportive and so loving and so giving, not just to me and to our volunteers, but to everybody who visits the pantry. And they've just been a wonderful partner in this process.
They're good people.
They really are. Yeah. I tell them, I am Episcopalian, but I tell them all the time that if that gig doesn't work out, I'll come to the Presbyterian Church.
There you go.
Specifically with Reverend Mally Baum. She is amazing.
I love her.
Amazing.
Love her. Yes.
That's how I got started. We have 13 of them. One of them is different. It's a pet pantry where we just put pet products in it. Because what we found is that people who maybe don't have enough money for food, then they're not going to have enough money for pet food either. And we wanted to treat the donations well with the intention of what they were given, which wasn't for animals. It was for people. And quite honestly, some of the food isn't good for animals. We work with the ShotSpot and we put pet food in there. We also get a plethora of pumpkin. And if it ain't Thanksgiving, I don't know what you do with pumpkin. And so we have had the problem of having lots of stored pumpkin. And we learned not pumpkin like that's mixed with the milks and stuff, but just pure pumpkin. Animals can eat it and it's good for them.
Yes.
So we do put the pure pumpkin in the animal pantry too. So that was the start of it and that was really great. I'm probably answering way more than you wanted, but I'll
just this is good.
Keep going. What would happen is that I would find the thing about the pantry, it makes us different. We have a number of great organizations that give food in McKinney. Two of them being CLC and Community Food Pantry. They're probably the largest. And they do a wonderful job getting out a lot of food, but they get food from North Texas Food Bank, which requires them, because that's governmental food, it requires them to have to collect certain data. So what makes us different, and the reason I still exist, is because we are anonymous. No data required. We're not asking anybody for anything. It's just take whatever you need. And the reason that's important is because if you're a child, you don't want to get your parents in trouble. You're not going to tell somebody, my mom didn't feed me. You may be not a legal citizen, and at the end of the day, you're still human, but you're afraid that you might get in trouble. So where are you going to get food if you're hungry? We do have people who are maybe homeless and they don't want to carry a whole bunch of food with them. They just want a quick one grab of a granola bar and they're not looking for a lot. So they will come. And we also have what we call a gap, which is people who usually like a two income household, and something has happened to one or more of the incomes. It could be a death, it could be a divorce, it could be a disability, it could be a loss of job. There's lots of things it could be, but they've never accepted social services before, and they're not quite yet ready to put their name on the list. They're not quite ready to stand in that line or to face that fact. And so they just kind of want to come in the cover of night, get food, and go home. And a lot of times, divorce is a real thing here in McKinney. We have a lot of two-income homes. One income says, you handle the house, you handle the kids and the cars and the bills and all the stuff, I'm out of here. And then that person's left, and they don't have enough money to sustain it. So they're making sure that the kids have what they need, but at the end of the day, now they're not getting any food. And so we want to make sure that we help them just get to the next spot. And within 6 months, they'll sell the house, they'll live in an environment that's more fitting to their to the amount of money that they have coming in every month. But it takes a period of time for them to get there. So what we learned is that we would have people that were waiting at these pantries to talk to us. And they would want, they were waiting for a human because there's food in the pantry. They could go get it. They're waiting for us to get there. And when I get there, I ask them, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? And they're like, yes, I want to tell you about my situation. And then they tell me their very long story about what happened in their life and why they are in the situation of they're in this need. And they're unable to find services. It's usually, for some reason, I lost my job and now I'm about to be evicted. The utilities are getting turned off. My wife maybe needs medical health care and I don't have insurance anymore. And I can't get her to the bathtub or what. It's usually very sad stories. And I'm standing there with a can of tuna. Yeah. That doesn't feel helpful.
Yeah.
And so I feel like what these people have told me over and over again is I'm looking for some human interaction and I'm looking for somebody to hold my hand and help me through this process. What we do in McKinney currently is we have a list and we'll give you a list of here's a whole bunch of people you can go contact and call and you tell them your story and see if they can help you. And here's all the resources we have. Which at least it's on a piece of paper and that's helpful. But what we're saying is I want you to tell your story 50, 60, 70 times and hope that maybe three or four can help you out. And it's very kind of inhumane. It's not very dignified. It doesn't feel kind. And in my opinion, my aunt is Jamie Caperton, and she is the founder for Collin County Children's Advocacy Center. And so I felt like that model, wrapping that idea around what's the problem that I'm seeing at the pantry was the perfect solution, which is let's have a one-stop shop with advocacy wrapped around it. Let's have it where somebody can walk in the door, tell their story one time to somebody. They can get all the information and get all the facts. And what they do is advocacy. They don't do anything else. They don't do housing. They don't do counseling. They don't do food. They don't do any other kind of assistance. They do advocacy. And what they do is their job is to know about in Collin County, what are all the different agencies and what do they do and what are their requirements? And then they can help that person narrow down. Hey, of these 70, you really only qualify maybe for these five. Let me help you fill out some applications and let's make some calls together and let's see where we can get you in. And then maybe even a follow-up call of, hey, did that help? Are you getting what you need? Have we gotten to the next step? And that's what I mean by advocacy, is just more of that human-to-human interaction. Mm-hmm. Tell people all the time, social services in McKinney is like when I call Verizon and I'm like, hey, I've got a question on my bill. I need to talk to somebody. And they're like, no problem. Let me transfer you to the business department. And then they transfer me to the business department. I wait for 20 minutes. Somebody picks up the phone. I have to tell my story, my question all over again of, hey, I've got a question on my bill and I need somebody to answer my question. And they say, oh, We are the North American. You need this it more in the Texas region.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to transfer me. By the third or fourth time they transfer me, I'm frustrated.
Down. Yeah, it's a beat down.
That's what getting social services in McKinney feels like. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to work on. I think that there's a lot of people with really great hearts that everybody has a little bit different idea or a different spin on it or whatever. And I think everybody just wants to help. But in my opinion, this is the best way to go about it. And I've been able to put some real players at the table that can really make a big impact here in our community. And I think that's really exciting.
And that's Collin County Neighbor Hub.
Collin County Neighbor Hub at McKinney.
At McKinney, yes.
Got to say McKinney. That because MCDC is helping me on this.
I love it. I love it. I think it's a fabulous concept because it's customer service 101, right? Mm-hmm. And these are humans, just like you said. And we recognize how much of a beatdown it is for children to tell their story over and over. We need to recognize the trauma that happens for adults when they're doing that as well. Yeah. And I think what you're doing is amazing. That's why I had you on the show, because I'm loving that. Of course, I love the little free pantries because they're just cute.
Thank you. I just think it's so hard for any human being to come to the table over and say, I'm a failure. I have failed myself. I have failed my family. Let me tell you all the ways I've failed over and over.
Which we know, and half the time, it's not their failure. Mm-hmm. It's a failure of the way our systems work.
And so many people are one paycheck away from being in a rough spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Collin County Neighbor Hub actually in effect right now, or are you still building that?
So where we are currently is that I'm actually going back to MCDC within hopefully the next 30 to 45 days. We have a grant currently. We were awarded almost $520,000 in order to pay for infrastructure. So that's the stuff on the ground and below, not the building itself. And that was on a half acre for a 10,000 square foot facility. We were able, with MCDC's support, to leverage that. And we were able to go and work with a group called Grace Presbytery, which is, I call it a diocese of the Presbyterian churches in this area. And they are the one who actually owns First Presby in the land to the north of First Presby. And we were able to work with them because they are very excited about what we're doing and they want to be a part of it. And we've been able to work with them to get a land contract on the property to the north of First Presby. So we're currently in contract with them, and there is a church that currently worships inside First Presby called Grace House Community Church. Pastor Gwen Lau, she is an amazing prayer. If you ever need a prayer, she's your person. She's amazing.
Good to know.
Yes. So Pastor Gwen Lau is there, and their church is an outreach church, and so they are very pumped about the Neighbor Hub and wanting to be part of this. I call it a movement, part of this movement, as well as Grace Presbytery. Then there is a clinic that's over at, and I always get this name wrong, but it's the Hospital Medical City McKinney, the one right here at 121 and 75.
Okay, the big medical city complex over there. Yes,
that one. So there is a free family health clinic inside that complex.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And it's been around for a long time. There's two that are free in McKinney, Common Good in them.
Yes.
And then you have the one across the street from the First Presbytery Church, which is a sliding scale clinic, right? So this is a free clinic. But what I didn't know and I found out is that clinic is now managed, controlled, owned by Catholic Charities of Dallas. And they needed new rent space. And I know they've been looking in McKinney to put a new resource center, a new facility, a Catholic Charities facility here, because they're in Dallas and they serve all the way up to Oklahoma. So McKinney's the natural middle point. So they've been looking for a while to put a center here. So when I met with them, I told them, my job is to be the scaffolding. I'm not a social worker. This is not what I do for a living. But you got to ask yourself, like, these are the gifts and the talents that God gave me. Why are these the gifts and talents that I have? Like, how do I get to go to heaven making rich people richer, right? That doesn't feel very holy. So, God, why is this what I'm doing? And my answer to that, or what I believe that God's plan for me is that I am to help people like the Resource Center, the Neighbor Hub. I am to help them build facilities for people to do the for people to do God's work, right? Yeah. For people to do the work that God has for us intended. So Catholic Charities of Dallas, I'm not going to be the ultimate owner of this thing. I'm not going to be the one who runs it and manages it and does all the things. I will be on to my next projects by the time that happens. I'm the scaffolding. My job is to get this project up and going. I'm to get it through the politics, the planning and zoning, the engineering, to get it financed, to get it built. And then my job is to give the keys away to Catholic Charities of Dallas and walk away and let them run this thing. And that's what's happening. They already own lots of facilities like St. Jude. They have a number of facilities. So they're already asset managers. They're already in this business and they know what they're doing. They have the contracts, they have the resume. And even better for everybody involved, they can handle the financial burden of this facility. So sure. they are the rightful ones to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm working in partnership with Catholic Charities of Dallas. They're financing and they've already raised the monies for the building. So they will pay for the building.
So that's happening. So the building's happening.
Love so it. We go to MCDC in the next 45-ish days, 30 to 45-ish days, and then we are currently in the zoning process, and that'll probably happen more towards the end of this year. Okay. And then we will go through engineering and architecture, get the permits and plats, and I hope to be turning dirt in 2026.
Love it. Love yeah. it. So a lot of work to do.
Yes. But
thank you for doing that work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my part.
I think you're doing good.
Thanks. Now,
what's your favorite part about what you do? Because you do so many things. What's one of the fun things you get to do on a daily basis? Or what's your favorite thing?
I think for me is when I see somebody who gets the help that they need. That's so exciting for me. I have a lady that I know that just got a job. She was homeless and she was living in her car. And she just got a apartment through Housing Forward, and Trinity Presbyterian Church wrapped their arms of love around her and furnished her entire apartment and got her up and going. But she was still struggling with finding employment, and it just wasn't working out. So she recently found a job, and she's been doing great at it. And I saw her the other day, and she's a little older than me, but she was so excited, and it brought me to tears because she brought her first comforter in her whole life. Because she told me, comforter,
yeah,
it's not necessary. She said, you can sleep with a blanket, but a comforter is really nice. And so, like, it was dignified, right? She got a job. She earned her own money. She's put enough money in the bank now that she feels some amount of comfort that she can make her bills. And she was able to go and buy a comforter.
That's
that
cool.
was great.
That feels good, that right? Yeah.
That was a happy day for me.
I love that. I love that. What do you wish people understood about your organization or the people that you serve?
I wish people understood that the Neighbor Hub is not a homeless center. We have a homeless problem in Collin County. We have a homeless problem in McKinney. And I am glad to talk about that all day long. But the Neighbor Hub is not a homeless shelter. It's not a homeless day center. There's no homeless services. It is a social services advocacy center.
Sure.
It is for anybody and everybody who needs social services. I, at one point, wanted to have certain services in the facility, like showers or commercial laundry. But understanding the neighbors and what the neighbors wanted, that was really not what the neighbors wanted. And so I just want people to understand that, because people want to talk to me about homelessness a lot. And this has nothing to do with homelessness. Now, we can talk about homelessness. Homelessness exists in McKinney for a number of reasons. The county jail being a great source. We have LifePath Systems, which is our mental health facility caregivers by the county, and all of that brings homelessness right into McKinney. So
being the county seat makes us the home for a lot of things, including the problems of the county. So
if people are encamping or if people are trespassing and get arrested, they come to McKinney.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And we don't have any services for homelessness. There's nowhere to take someone who's homeless other than LifePath Systems or the jail.
And that's a whole other podcast, because we could sit here and talk about mm-hmm. the solutions we need for that. True.
And too. It is so hard. So I would tell you the Neighbor Hub, what I tell people is the Neighbor Hub is a space for us to try to avoid homelessness, to try to help people before they fall into homelessness.
Yeah.
It's homelessness prevention.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what is needed. Super. What do you wish people understood more about nonprofits in general?
It is hard business. Really hard business. There's not a lot of resources, man. There's not a lot of money for it. And it's hard. And we're all fighting for dollars in order to pay people. And to pay people is really expensive. You know what else is really expensive is rent. Rent is really expensive. And that's one of the great things about the Neighbor Hub is that we're trying to offer rent at $15 triple net. And that's going to be no property taxes because it'll be owned by Catholic Charities of Dallas.
Yeah.
$15, that's not even today what you can get in the industrial district in McKinney.
No, you can't get that anywhere.
It's really great rental opportunities for 501c3 to try to help them. But I will tell you, the people who are in the social services in this community, God bless them. They work so hard for so little pay. It is all about their hearts.
That
they
is true.
They have a big crown of jewels in heaven.
That's why we are spotlighting them here on the Nonprofit
Amen,
Nook, because
I
want people to understand how many community champions we have that are out there doing this work day to day.
It is so hard.
And everybody knows them in the nonprofit sector, but I want everybody to know about them. And I want everybody to know about what's going on in our community.
And so, we got some amazing people in this community.
We really do. We really do. I'm going to have podcasts for years.
You will.
It's going to be real easy.
You will.
So how can others get involved? involved with either Neighbor Hub or with McKinney Little Free Pantry?
So in the Neighbor Hub, we have social media, we have a website. Same with the McKinney Little Free Pantry, we have social media and website. With the pantry, we are looking currently for managers to help me. That's a 3-hour shift once a week. I have a number of 3-hour shifts available that would be super helpful. These are my core key volunteers. If you're a lady that likes to play Mahjong, we're about to start having after-hour Mahjong for the core volunteers.
I need to learn Mahjong, that's
I've
for sure.
I wanted to learn it so bad. Anyways, so I'm definitely looking for some key volunteers that are really wanting to make a big difference. And if you've got 3 hours, if you've got 1 hour, we have a volunteer page. We're all over the internet. You can find me, contact me, we'll hook you up.
What's your main website address?
So you can go to www.thesanchezgroup.biz. That's for all of my businesses. The pantry is www.mckinneylfp.org. And the Neighbor Hub is ccneighborhubmck.org, I believe.
We will make sure to list all of those in the show notes so everyone can go check them out.
The Neighbor Hub one I might be a little shaky on because that's a new one.
We'll double check that. We'll make sure that's correct in the show notes. Not a problem. Well, Ms. Kim, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today and telling me all about this project. I am so excited about Neighbor Hub. I just can't wait to see it come to fruition. And I love the work that you do with the Little Free Pantry and all the other things that you do. So thank you so much for coming in on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.